Hey, Brian Sussman with Katie Green here. Thanks for listening to this podcast from the KSFO Morning Show.
And make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 560 KSFO.
Yeah, that Angela Rye. She got me spitting nails this morning. You know, I'm from Louisiana. She's 40 years old, knows nothing about MAGA hat and feeling and the Klan hoods and all that stuff. I'm from Louisiana. My parents' house, we lived a half a mile away from a segregated high school where they used to hold Klan rallies. And we're black, and we had to black out our houses and everything so they wouldn't know we were home, because they would go through the woods looking for families and knocking on doors so they could harass people. Hmm. Now, I'm black, and I wear a MAGA hat, and, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't have no psychological issues about no seeing hoods and stuff, and I'm of all people, I'm one who should.
Yes, because you saw them. You saw that up close and personal, right, David?
Well, I went to Newton Colored Elementary School. Okay, so you know, who knows more about it than that? You know,
wow, yeah.
And she's talking about, oh, I see hoods, and all, you know, she needs some therapy.
Yeah, for those who aren't, David, I just want to draw back for a moment. For those who don't know exactly what we're talking about, here's CNN's Angela Rye. Sherry, give me that first clip. Here she is on TV talking about the MAGA hat and the KKK hoods.
But this Make America Great Again hat is just as maddening and frustrating and triggering for me to look at as a KKK hood. Like, that is the type of hatred
his
policies represent.
Boy, yeah, I guess for someone who's seen one of those hoods in person, that is a ridiculous statement, David.
Well, I guess something's wrong with me, because I wear my MAGA hat and I don't have any issues, you know, and I voted for Donald Trump. So, hey, you know, something wrong with me.
My gosh.
I'm a 23-year vet, you know, so, hey, don't tell me.
David, have we met before at any KSFO events?
No, I wish I had, because I love you guys. I try to listen to you every day.
I'm curious. So what is it? Tell me in a nutshell, what is it about Trump's policies that gets you excited, gets you fired up, gets you hopeful for America's future?
Well, my biggest disappointment of anybody in elected office was always failed promises. Mm-hmm. And he is coming through on his promises just like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he doesn't take any crap, you know, he bypasses the media, so the truth of what he's really saying really gets out there. Not what they change it to, what we see on the news.
Excellent call.
They didn't even talk about the women's walk for life, you know, but they talked about the other one, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the fake news.